Another pretty sleepless night. It's 4:20 a.m. It's drizzling. You might be able to hear it falling off the trees. I've dozed a little bit here and there, but it's not proper sleep and it's not for long. I'm going to leave this door open for a little while because it's... Actually, I'm going to close it because it's a bit, little bit breezy. The sleeping business is ridiculous. That's putting it mildly. Excuse me, I'm drinking a fizzy drink. I don't normally drink fizzy drinks, and certainly not at this hour of the day. Well, we got 2 500ml drinks of our choice. Well, there wasn't much choice with our pizza. The only one, most of them were different kinds of Coke. As in the Pepsi drink, of course. Coca-Cola, which isn't good for me. Well, none of the pizza stuff and anything was that good for me, but that's particularly bad because the darker the fizzy drink, the more phosphate it contains, and that's something I need to avoid. I think that was one of the cats. So Obi had a bottle of wine, which actually he didn't. He had a can of beer, which he drank, and he didn't drink his wine in the end. He put it back in the fridge, but he had beer. Ronan chose a bottle of Coke, and I said, "Well, I'll have the orange Fanta. It's the only other drink." Well, 4 different choices, and the others are all Coke. I don't really like the orange Fanta much. If I'm going to have something, I prefer a fruit twist, but I think that's quite dark in colour. And I'm hoping the orange is kind of medium. Anyway, I won't drink it all now. I had this craving. Because I haven't got my card sorted out yet, it still hasn't arrived, although it was sent out on the 31st. It's now the 4th. Well, it might come today, but I'm not letting her out because I should probably go back to bed, and I don't want her out I don't want the cats wandering around the house when we're in bed. Not because I don't want them wandering around the house, but because, as many of you know, we had a fire, and the one cat that lived in the house at night, because she didn't get on with one of the others, was the one that died, because we didn't know where she was. Anyway, so they're all going to start up now. Go to sleep, Pinky, go to sleep. I can't remember what I was saying now. That's nothing important anyway. Oh yeah, I had this craving. We haven't done any grocery shopping. I think Obi's going to go today because he's off for a week now. But I kept leaving it. And I've run completely out of fruit. There's nothing. There's no apples. There's no fruit whatsoever. There's veg. But I ate a pepper that was left. And again, I had this craving for something like fruit with juice in it. Now, I've got this fruit drink, but that didn't do it. I've got 2 bottles of squash, and they didn't do it either. I came down earlier and I ate about a third of a cucumber, and that did. I made myself stop. I could have eaten the whole thing. I wasn't hungry, but I felt I had to eat something that had juice in it. I don't know what it is. It's something that my body must need, I think. I usually just satisfy this craving with plums, but I haven't had any plums for 3 or 4 days now. Anyway, I went back up and tried to sleep and couldn't. I listened to a few audiobooks. I had a few left in my downloads folder. I've got none in there now. I've got nothing to listen to. I'm in the 4 different stages of about 4 or 5 different books. One of them is the Outlander series, the first one. I can't really get into it. Everyone says it's brilliant, but I'm struggling to get into that one. I'm really not into books at the moment. I go through phases of them because they do tend to help. No, sorry, they do tend to help me with the staying awake. They hinder my sleep. So I try not to listen to them. They don't really help me. So that's one of them. The other one, The Little Princess, which is a kid's story. I started reading that. Wuthering Heights, I nearly finished that. I haven't looked at that for ages. I've read that loads of times anyways. One of my all-time favourite books. What's another one? Another two, I think. Be quiet, Pinky. You're not coming out now. What were the others? Oh, I started one. I can't even remember what it's called. It's there was a series of three of them. And I read this first one years ago, but I couldn't get into that again because I always wanted to know what happened in the two sequels, but I never read them. I read that in Braille. And what was that one called? A Horseman Comes Riding By or something. I can't think of it. It's from the one, if anybody knows, who wrote the one about the school, To Serve Them All My Days. And he also wrote a lovely book called Diana, which you can't seem to get anywhere now. I had it on tape from the library once. And what else did he write? Will You Be Quiet? Oh, what's his name? I can't think of his name. Oh, it's so annoying. Especially with she's doing my head in. I can't think of it. It will come to me. Shut up! God, they don't half get my nerves when they start, I tell you. As soon as she hears me, she's starting. Go away! There's another book I started, and what was that? Oh, well, let me go and have a look. Why not? I've got nothing better to do. I should be writing a shopping list. I'm not going to do that in a minute. I don't even have to pause it, do I? Page 3 of 3. Adjustable. Why is my phone so slow? Adjustable. I must have accidentally. Sound one. Tips. Under. Gross. Audible. Audible. Double tap to audible. Will you shush?
Audible. Settings. Button. 6 hours, 16 minutes left. Select setting. Vote 2 of 5 bars. Delete. Button. A Little Princess, unabridged.
Okay.
2 of 5 bars. Settings. Button. Selected. Discover. Tab. Tab. 3. News. 4. Selected. My library. Tab. Selected. Device. Delete. A Little Princess, unabridged. 6 hours, 16 minutes. Outlander. Outlander. Book 1, unabridged.
What's that one?
30 hours, 43 minutes left.
I haven't got very far with it.
Horrid Henry Meets the Queen,
unabridged. Wasn't that's a kid's book.
Tony. The Little Woodcarver, unabridged. 1 minute, 24 seconds left. 1 minute, 24 seconds. Narrated by Karen White. 1 minute, 23. Heidi, unabridged.
Oh, it wasn't that. I finished that. Kids' books.
So. Page 2 of 13. Dessert God, unabridged.
No,
15 hours, 13 minutes. By Deborah Hopp, The Great Trouble, unabridged.
No.
By Deborah Hopp, by Alexandra Fuller. Don't Let's Go to the Dogs Tonight, unabridged.
I started reading that, I didn't like it.
Narrated by The Green Gauntlet, unabridged.
Now that's one of the ones.
By R. F. Delphi.
That's it, Delphi.
By Jonathan, by R. Delphi-field. Post of Honor, unabridged. Page 3 of 13. Narrated by Joe Arendon. By Chinaman, Americana, unabridged. By Chinaman, not by James Hadley Chase. By narrated by Jeff. Page 2 of by R. F. Delphi-field. Narrated by Jonathan. Tab. 3 of 5. Post of Honor. Unabridged. Narrated by Jonathan. Long Summer Day. Unabridged.
What's Long Summer Day?
The Green Gauntlet. Unabridged. Long Summer Day. Unabridged. Narrated by Jonathan Oliver. Post of Honor. Unabridged. Long Summer Day. Unabridged. Narrated by Jonathan Oliver. The Green Gauntlet. Unabridged. By Alexandra Fuller. Don't Let's Go to the Dogs Tonight. Narrated by Mike Grady. By Francis Burnett. A Little Princess. Unabridged.
What's happened to me?
Don't. By Johannes Tony. The Little Woodcarver. By Johannes Spyro. Page 2 of narrated by Jonathan Oliver. Long Summer Day. Unabridged. By Fran Recent. Button. Cute. 45 megabytes of 140. Narrated by Johanna Ward. Narrated by Davina Porter.
No.
4 or 5 bars. Settings. Vodafone.
Anyway.
Podcasts. Page 2 of doc. Safari. Page 2 of 3. Utilities for audio boom.
Double tap. Well. Audio boom. I think there's another one, but I can't think what it is. It's probably not on here. It might be on my computer. Seeing as I haven't got a... Oh, she's shut up now. My Plex Talk broke. And the RNIB don't repair them anymore. And I tried to contact Plex Talk. You know, someone sent me their email address. Mm-mm. I don't even know who makes it. I can't remember who makes that one, but they sent me the email address anyway. I wrote to them twice and they didn't answer at all. So I think it's a bin job. The funny thing was it was working one day and not the next. I couldn't understand that. I tried all the, you know, reset, and it hasn't got reset, but hasn't got a reset button, but I tried resetting it by holding in the power button and the other, whatever it is, play button or something. I can't remember. Someone told me how to do all these weird and wonderful things and nothing worked. Whether it's the charger or the battery, I don't know. It might be something really simple. But now I'm left. I will get one, but I'll probably get another one. But because I've got loads of books that I don't really like listening to books on my computer at night because... Well, they get too... I've got nowhere to put it next to my bed, really. And I can't have it on the bed because they get too hot, and that's really dangerous. And I'm absolutely paranoid about things like that now after the fire. Not that it was caused by a laptop, it wasn't, but... I did have an incident after that last year when my charger did almost catch fire on my bed. Luckily, I was there at the time, but... It started making this awful noise and then little black smoke came out of it and there was soot all over the bed. I was hysterical. I ran out of the room because it just brought back memories of the fire and Obi couldn't stop laughing. And I said, well, thank you very much. I mean, he wasn't here when the fire happened, so he didn't know what it was like. It was scary. And the thought of it in my bedroom, that's even worse. I just flew out the door. I was gone. I was going, oh, no, turn it off. It was fine, though. But I don't like having the laptop anywhere near my bed anymore since then. I've got another one now. I've got a new one, but I've never even taken that upstairs. And Ronan does use my old one, and he's got it on now. And I'm beginning to wonder if that doesn't help my sleeping, because until I know he's turned it off, I can't really settle down because he does have it on the bed and sometimes it overheats and it turns off. He watches films and stuff on there. It's being awake at night can be quite a lonely experience because... Well, Ronan is awake. His hours are all up the creek, but that's because of his lifestyle. He's not really doing anything much at the moment. And, you know, he's between school and he did do a year of college, but he hasn't got to be into a routine. He can do it when he wants, but you see, I can't. And it's not to do with routine. People don't really understand. It's not that I've got into a routine of being awake at night and sleeping in the day. I don't sleep in the day, really. I'll sleep in the morning, but it's my body tells me when it needs to sleep, and that's it. And no matter how long I lay in bed, trying to do relaxation exercises and trying to clear my mind and all that stuff, I can't sleep. So that's the end of it. It's not that I don't try. I will always try. The last couple of nights I have stayed up most of the night. Not tonight. I did actually go to bed, but I got back up again because I got fed up with it. This has only been the last 2 years since I started on dialysis, so I don't know whether it's something to do with that. It seems a bit of a coincidence. I mean, I've never really had trouble like this with my sleep in my life. I've often been up late because, you know, that was my routine and my, you know, I didn't have to get up for anything in particular in the morning if it was in the school holidays and the kids were older, so they didn't need me to look after them, so I didn't get up like at 7 o'clock or 6:30 or whatever. I'd sleep until 9 or 10, and then I'd be up, you know, get up, and then I'd go to bed. I'd go to bed and I'd be on talking to people on Facebook or something till 3 or 4 a.m. or whatever. That was just of my own making, and I could stop it as any time I wanted to. But this is definitely not like that. It started about 2 or 3 weeks after I went on dialysis. At first, I slept really well, and I was always getting up to go to the toilet. The first couple of weeks I was on that, because the fluid inside me takes most of the excess fluid out. I mean, I still go to the toilet, but I wasn't getting up in the night. I was sleeping better, and I said, oh, this is absolutely wonderful. And then one night I just didn't sleep, and then that was it. And I used to get really upset about it. Before Obi came, I used to get really frustrated and really upset. I'd be pacing up and down this room. It's a big room. I'd be pacing up and down. I'd be going up and down the stairs. I'd be laying down here. I'd be getting up. I'd be laying down again. I used to end up in tears. I tried to fight it, but there's no point. You can't make yourself sleep when your body doesn't want to. You really, really can't. You just can't. And I always thought I could sleep on a clothesline. My ex-husband used to say, oh, my ex-husband, I didn't mean to say that with an S on the end, because anyone would think I've made a habit of this thing. My ex-husband used to say, oh, you could sleep on a clothesline. And I used to say, yeah, I could. I could sleep on the floor, I can sleep anywhere. Now I can't. It's the most ridiculous thing out. And of course it means my dialysis routine gets completely messed up, because where I'm meant to be doing it in the day, I'm not. So then I end up having to do it at night. Well, I do some of it in the day. It's totally really ridiculous. Maybe if I got out more and got more fresh air and did a bit more exercise, it might help. But at the time when it started, I was doing those things. That's the trouble. It's only been the last year when things have gone downhill in that way. The first year I was still going out as normal. I didn't notice any different in anything. I don't know. Now I just have to go with the flow, and I just have to... It messes up my day completely. Because I should go to sleep about, I don't know, it depends, it varies. Sometimes I go to sleep at 4. I'm obviously not going to do that. And that's not too bad, because I wake up about 10. I can live with that. The worst thing was the other day when I did not sleep at all. I fell asleep when I went to bed about 11:30. I woke up at 12:22. I got up. I was up all night. I went to sleep. What time did I go to sleep in the morning? For 10 minutes. I think it was about 11 o'clock. Slept for 10 minutes and woke up, got up, because I did eventually go to bed in the morning, like about 8 o'clock, I think. Got up. I was falling asleep and the phone rang. And then that was it. I was falling asleep and the phone rang. So I woke up again. Then I did sleep for 10 minutes. Then I got up, and in the afternoon, I fell asleep in the chair for about 20 minutes, sitting up. And then last night, I hadn't slept, you know, I hadn't caught up with my sleep. So last night, I fell asleep on the bed for about half an hour. About 15 minutes. I know it was 15 minutes because I was listening to... Someone sent me a direct message and it was 50-something minutes long. And 57 or something minutes long. And when I had to find my place in it again, where I fell asleep, it was about 55 minutes. And it had started on the next one, you know, the one before it. And I looked to see how long I'd gone through that. So I was asleep for about 15 minutes. But then I was wide awake, and that was it. And I got up, and I was awake till... I went to bed at 4 o'clock. And I think I slept about 4:15. And I woke up on and off. You know, Obi rang me to say that he'd been sent home from work because they'd got it wrong and he wasn't meant to be there. He asked me if I wanted him to go shopping, can I give him a list? And I said, I don't know what I'm talking about. I kept saying on the phone, I don't know what I'm talking about. I can't do that now. Because he didn't understand that from two nights, that was like two nights sleep, but suddenly my body just went. And I didn't wake up until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So of course I wasn't going to sleep tonight. That was never going to happen. But I start to fall asleep, like about 11 or 12 o'clock. But something makes me wake up. Something says, wake up, wake up, wake up. You've slept now, wake up. It's like something says it to me, wake up. I don't hear anything, don't worry, I'm not hearing voices, but it's like my brain says, okay, that's it, you've had enough sleep, wake up now. I just wonder if it's the glucose. I'm on a fluid, it's the lowest dose of it. I'm on a dose of... it's water and glucose and something else, I'm not quite sure. It says it on the outside of the boxes, but I can't understand the mathematical braille, and some of it's foreign braille, I think, like European or something, or the way they write the numbers. It doesn't make any sense to me. It's glucose, and I'm on the lowest dose of glucose because my fluid, I put 2 litres of fluid into my abdomen every 4 hours, well, 4 times a day, and it works through osmosis to draw the fluid and the toxins from my bloodstream. But you see, I'm wondering if having this glucose there all the time, because what happens sometimes, if I leave it in too long, which happens a lot when I'm asleep, because it's not meant to be more than 6 hours, it doesn't hurt you, but what happens is your body reabsorbs the fluid again, or reabsorbs the fluid, not again, because it was in your abdomen, but it'll go back into your bloodstream, or go into your bloodstream. So there I am, passing all this glucose through me. So I wonder if it's to do with that. I can't see any other explanation, to be honest. Maybe my body's on like a permanent high. But I just wish I could feel the effects of it. I mean, if I felt like dancing round and swinging from the chandeliers, I wouldn't mind, but I don't. Anyway, I think I better stop talking crap. That's what I like about audio booth. I can talk as much crap as I like, and if people don't like it, they don't have to listen, do they? And the same here. I don't have to listen to their crap if I don't want to.
Publish. Time remaining. 37 minutes.
I mostly do. I pretty much listen to most of the people I'm following, because if I don't listen to them, I unfollow them. But it's very, very few people that I've unfollowed. Is it still raining? I can hear a blackbird. Oh, it's heavier now. It's heavy drizzle. Oh, shut up. You might be able to hear it now. Can hear a blackbird in the distance. I love blackbirds. Anyone going in? It's not very nice out there. We've had a lot of low cloud in the past couple of days, and I heard the forecast on Radio 5 Live, which goes on through the night after Radio Kent closes down at 1. Well, actually, Radio Kent closes down at 7, but there's some other local streamed radio stations, shows. So I heard them say it's going to be light rain, cloudy, especially in the southeast, and I thought, oh, here we go again. Anyway, folks, I'll speak to you later, no doubt.
Pause recording.
I've got to try and get my kids some Easter eggs today somehow.